Hi, I'm Dave Ise, founder of StoryCorps. We've spent the last 4 years traveling the country in two Airstream trailers, recording thousands of interviews, and you've heard many stories from the mobile tour here on our podcast. We don't usually ask for your help, but right now we need your support to keep our mobile recording booths on the road. I'll be back after this week's story to tell you how. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today we'll hear a story from Georgia that's literally a knockout. It comes from retired English professor Dr. Robert Strozier, who was interviewed by his former student. Dr. Strozier talked about getting into mischief with the other neighborhood boys in the late 1930s. And here, he remembers looking to his older brother, Frank, to get him out of trouble.
Frank was a big guy. He weighed 13 and a half pounds when he was born.
Good grief.
And one day, I was about 9, and we had these little neighborhood gangs back then. They were these little kids all about the same age who played together all the time, but then all of a sudden they would have raids on each other. And one day we were out playing marbles when we looked up and the Hill gang came around the corner. There was about 5 or 6 of them. And so we picked up some rocks. They started throwing at us and we started throwing back at them. I was pretty athletic when I was little. And at the time my hero was Bob Feller. And I was going to be a major league pitcher like Bob Feller. So I picked out Freddie Allman, who was the oldest guy. And I hit him right in the middle of the forehead. And it decked him.
Did it draw blood?
It drew plenty of blood. He was screaming like crazy, and all the other kids disappeared. And we were about ready to disappear ourselves. Freddie came down with his father, Mr. Allman. And Mr. Allman called me out. He said, I'm going to give him a whipping. I was scared to death. About that time, my brother, Frank, came down the side of the house on his bicycle and skidded into the front yard and dropped the bicycle and said, you know, what's going on? And so Mr. Allman said, your brother has laid open my son's head and I'm going to give him a whipping. And so my brother Frank said, no, sir. He said, what do you mean, sonny? He said, my name's Frank, sir, and you're not going to give him a whipping. Frank was about 5'9", and Mr. Allman was probably about 5'8". His son was standing there, and my brother said, you're going to have to whip me first, sir, and I don't believe you can do it. My father can take care of this, and my family can take care of this, and I will not let you touch my brother without coming through me first. He backed off, and they left. Frank was a very authoritative kid. I've never known anybody as totally fearless as he was. And Frank was just a wonderful big brother.
That's Dr. Robert Strozier with his former student Roger Smith in Savannah, Georgia. For pictures and to make a reservation for your own interview, visit StoryCorps.org. This is Michael Garofalo for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Dave Ise again. Thanks for sticking around. It's been a hard year for everyone, and StoryCorps is no exception. So to save money, we're closing one of our mobile recording booths this summer. We're determined to make this temporary, and that's where you come in. To put our mobile booth back on the road this fall, we need to raise $100,000 by June 30th. That may sound like a lot, but consider this. If each of you listening right now were to donate just $3, we'd exceed our goal. The mobile tour is an incredibly valuable part of this project. It lets us gather stories from all over the country. One of my favorites comes from a stop we made at the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation in North Dakota. That's where Monica Mayer grew up. And here she shares a memory from her middle school years.
My father, he was full-blood German, and my mother was full-blood Indian. And, you know, it was pretty tough in the 60s growing up, you know, half-breed, so to speak. And I must have been about 7th grade, 8th grade, and I wasn't doing well in school. And I'm the oldest of 3 girls, so our dad packed us up in his pickup, took us out to his old homestead land, which is about 18 miles north of Newtown, in the middle of nowhere. And he packed us some lunches and some water. All 3 of us girls dropped us off out there at 7 or 8 in the morning and said he wanted all the rocks picked in the northwest corner in one big pile and that he'd come back that night to pick us up and it better be done. So there we were working hard all day long. He comes back and we're dirty, stinky, sweaty, sore muscles, crying. We must have been a sight to see. And my dad pulls up in his pickup and I looked at him and I said, since I was the oldest, my two younger sisters are like hiding behind me. Dad, we don't think this is fair. We have to work this hard. And I just remember him saying, is that right? Well, do you think I like working hard like this every day? No. He said, you know, your mother said you girls don't like school and you're not doing very well. And we decided that you're going to come out here and work like this so your hind ends will get used to how your life's going to be when you get older. So I said, well, if we got good grades, do we have to come out here and work this hard? And he said, no, that's the deal. Well, you didn't have to bust my head twice up against the brick wall, but my two younger sisters and I were laughing about that because they remember that particular day exactly the way I remembered it. One day of hard labor changed everything.
That's Monica Mayer. We want to go back to the Fort Berthold Reservation and to other parts of North Dakota to collect more stories. Remember, just $3 from each of you and you can put us back on the road. Show your support by visiting storycorps.org/donate. While you're there, let us know you're a podcast listener by writing podcast in the comments section. We can't do this without you. Thank you for your support.
Major support for StoryCorps is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. Learn more at loveandforgive.org. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can tune in for StoryCorps on the radio Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition.